Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home.
Hey everybody, Ryan Tucker here. I play as Please Stick Sock Jelly. I'm the Hobo Trash Master Cleric of the group. I am MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, I had a best friend raccoon living on the street named George Cooney, who would bring me back valuables every night.
Yeah.
Hey guys, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact about Archie, he lost his wife in an armed bank robbery.
Hey guys, it's Nate here. My character is Duke Crystal. He's the level 3 drug addicted barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, he runs almost entirely on impulse.
Yeah, as we've seen.
Yes.
He likes to punch people in the face.
Hello, I'm Kelly Lee. I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact, all of Miss Muffin's cats are toilet trained.
Oh, nice.
Hi, I'm Tristan Hayes, and I'm the Dummy Master, and my fun fact is, every minute, the human body sheds over 30,000 dead skin cells.
Ew. Cringe.
Do you know that primarily most of the dust in your house is dead skin cells?
Ew. I actually did hear that once.
Dust bunnies.
Yeah. Dust bunnies, but it's actually dust humans. Alright, so where we left off, Aethon's beaten body lies on the ground, stabbed and smashed. The telescope is cracked. You saw your world through the telescope, Miss Muffin did, and saw the four others that were there commanding people and attacking people and forcing people to do their deeds. What do you guys do inside the tower? What else do you want to do in here?
I want to go back and check that chest.
That's what I was going to say. See if his magic spells
broke.
Miss
Muffin.
Yeah.
Miss Muffin. Your accent changed. Alright.
Southern child.
She said, I am Southern now.
She probably has like multiple personalities or something.
Probably Miss Muffin's wild. Alright, so you're going back to check the chest, Miss Muffin and Duke.
Either.
Alright. Anybody else doing anything else in there?
I wanted to
Can
see
I search, dude?
If
Is that been done yet?
Oh, yeah, you can search the dude.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Let's go for it.
Give me either perception or investigation. One of the two.
Juan Wu. Oh.
Perception it is. Natural 20.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Damn. All
right, so you find this is a weapon, and it's called the Eclipse Staff. Got a +1 to attack and spellcasting modifier. You can cast Mass Healing Word once per short rest, and then you can use... an action to the staff can flash a cone of radiant light to blind creatures. They'll have to roll. When you use the staff, you'll have to roll a d8. So a 4 or lower, the staff will recharge in 1 hour, and on a 5 or higher, the light recharges instantly.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll get all that in a little bit.
Yep, that's fine. We'll do that.
Yeah. What'd you say it was called again?
I just made it up.
Oh, okay.
Clip staff. So yeah, we'll
just wait.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You also find something else.
Money.
Let me find my thingy.
Money. No.
Money.
More trash. No, wait,
yes. Yeah,
jelly
actually,
beans.
You would find money. You find 130 gold pieces, and you find a crystal of illumination, which is a crystal that grants the ability to see in darkness and reveal hidden secrets. Got even natural 20.
It's dark in this place a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Anything else you'd like to do in there?
What else we got? I think I'm going to mend that telescope.
All right. Mend the telescope.
Sting.
With your little magic cleric powers to mend it up, and the telescope's crack disappears as your hands wave over it.
Hey.
You're welcome, people.
All right. Hey. Duke and Miss Muffin. Whoever wants to roll to search this chest, I don't know who has better stuff, whoever wants to go for it, but go for it.
Rolling. Is that 18?
I'm doing okay. All right. You find the robes of the wizard. It's your robes that grant the wearer bonus spell slots and spellcasting ability.
Okay.
You find... Oh, where's that here? Oh, a ring of elemental control. A ring that allows the wielder to control the elements, summoning powerful elemental forces. So you can use lightning bolt. It's like an action to use lightning bolt to shoot a lightning bolt out, and it'll hit enemies and bounce around to other enemies.
Okay.
All right, so...
Zeus. I'll put the ring on, and we'll give the cape to our trash man.
Well, thank you,
sir. The robe of the wizard.
Yeah, that way he can get an extra spell slot.
All right. Let's see, then. Are you guys wanting to do anything else inside of the tower, or are you guys done here and you want to head back to Darkhaven?
You can see...
Anything I got? Hmm? Would you like anything I got?
Well, you're a spellcaster, too, aren't you?
She's rogue.
I'm rogue.
Miss Muffin's a rogue.
So yeah,
he's the only one that's a spellcaster.
No, I'll just naturally give you all the spellcasting stuff above you. Yeah, just look out for me when you find barbarian
powerful stuff.
But you can look and see if your wine bottles come off the wall now.
That's staff's more clear.
That's my next plan.
Yeah.
They're still piss covered though.
But it's my piss. So.
I can
rinse them off.
Fleestick and Archie rejoin with Duke Crystal and Miss Muffin after they find their searchings, and they're heading back down to check on the wine bottles, see if they're still covered in piss.
Mm. They are.
Ammonia.
You go down and find a friendly alliance between Fleestick and Duke Crystal as they descend down the stairs, and you guys go back and you happen to see a puddle of broken glass, wine, and piss on the ground.
Oh no! You broke the shell.
The shell was broken and the magic disappeared. And
no bottle survived.
No.
You said you'd lick it up.
They were the weak glass. Whatever.
Yeah. You just see a mixture of like red and yellow on the ground.
We should have found some hay and laid down there.
I ain't that decrepit. I ain't doing that. All
right. So you guys done in the tower? Anything else?
Yeah. We can go back and see if they'll let us see what's in that hatch.
Darkhaven.
Yeah.
Was there something in the hatch?
They wouldn't let us under the hatch.
Oh, yeah.
Was it in the church?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, in the church.
God, all right. I got a horrible memory.
You guys are going to navigate back to Darkhaven. Are you going to go straight to the church? Or anything else you want to do in the town before you go into the church?
I want
to
know what's in the hatch.
Let's go to the hatch.
Anything
anybody else wants to do?
Anybody?
I'm just going to follow along.
Okay. So you guys are allowed to split up and do what you want. You're out of it, like a break period of anything exciting to
come with
happen.
Us.
But
one
all right,
of
so
us.
You guys start to make your way back to the church, and as you enter, Lilith Darko turns around. She says, "Oh, you're back. You're back. Okay. Did you guys take care of the Wizard of Light? Is he gone?"
Depends. You gonna tell us what's in your hatch?
God. Okay. Go ahead. New persuasion check. You're going to go straight forward with it?
Let's see what's in that hatch.
13 plus 5.
Ooh.
13 plus 5?
Yeah.
She goes, honestly, listen, what's down on the hatch is nothing good. She goes, if you want to go down there, like, sure, you guys can go down there, but there's going to be bad stuff. We haven't been able to clear it out, so if you continue down, that's on you. But I really wouldn't risk it.
Clear what out? What bad stuff?
What's down there? Is there any valuables?
There may be valuables, but we haven't really made it far in because it's scary as hell down there. It's scary as hell, and we do not want to deal with it. We've been trying to get further in with other people, but they either don't come back or they come back and never go back again.
Y'all ready to clear a hatch, or you want to do something else?
Let's go in the hatch.
Before we go down there, I'm gonna need to.
Yeah, I want to get my weapons correct.
All right, so you're gonna take kind of like a rest up before you guys head out. To the Wizard of Light?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you guys start to move your way out, she calls to you, Fleestick, and she says, Fleestick, come back and hold back a minute and talk to me for a second. You wish to stay and talk to her?
Yeah, sure. We'll see what you guys say.
Okay. As you come back in, you see everybody else kind of walk out of the building, and all of her, like, people that have been lined in this, like, church kind of, like, lower their hands and stop chanting and walk out of the building, and it's just you and Lilith Darko sitting here at the ritual podium site, or the podium of the church. And she says, Fleestick, you've got a connection to some kind of magic, do you? Am I correct in that?
Yes.
She says, so we're going to try something. I'm going to try to meditate with you if you can do that and see if I can share the visions I've had with you to kind of better your guys' journey to see getting back to your world and whatnot and what you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
Okay. So as you sit down, she kind of, you guys do the little crisscross applesauce sitting on the ground in front of each other. There's incense burning and candles and all this good stuff. And she just begins to kind of close her eyes and meditate. And you do the same, I'm sure. And you feel like not so much dread in a bad way, but a dread in the way that they feel it. In a way that's like, this is them and how they feel. Mm-hmm. And everything goes black. And you start to see flashes of your town. And you see the people before that they saw inside of the telescope kind of commanding people, whipping people. Now, can you make me a wisdom save?
Where is my wisdom? There it is. 17.
17? Okay, so you feel something, like almost like a sharp claw just kind of clawing at the back of your head. And you kind of brush it off and you're like, you know, you fight against whatever that feeling is. And you look further into the visions. And then you start to see the four people that look like creatures from this world but are in your world. And they're like talking to each other and you can't hear what they're saying, but then they're kind of looking up to the sky and talking to something else, like as if they're having a conversation with someone else. Make me another wisdom save.
20.
Natural 20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you feel that little itch on the back of your head again, and your hand instinctively inside your mind reaches up and grabs, and you feel an arm, and then you hear a voice that booms out inside of your head, and it just says, "Let me go!" And then the vision breaks away and goes off. And you kind of are stunned there for a second as you wake back up in front of Lilith Darko. So,
what the fuck was that?
She goes, I don't know. She goes, I've never felt whatever the hell that was, but someone was in here with us. Someone was inside your mind. And I could feel it, and they wanted in your mind, but you fought them off. Because I don't know who that was, but they were immensely powerful. And she says, she kind of like reaches out and like touches your hand, and she's like, I'm going to give you something. And then your fleas that are covering your body and your mace, they start to imbue with a little bit of magic, and you see the fleas kind of float around you in a swarm, and they start spinning around faster and faster. And she goes, here you go. And then like pushes onto you, and the fleas attach to your body, and you can now cast darkness as a bonus action while using your fleas. So it'd be like flea darkness.
Nice.
She goes, so I've told you, I've showed you the visions. You believe me that this is all I know. And then she kind of tells you a little bit more information. And she says, I've heard talk and speaking of things called planar wizards. People who can just easily transport through different dimensions and different worlds and realms. Some that can walk to Avernus itself and come back. I don't know any, and I don't know how to find them, and I don't know where you'd find them. But I know that that would be your best shot at ever getting back to your home. And with that, she kind of tells you that the hatch is yours to search as you wish when you guys are ready. So she sends you out of the church, and as you start to walk away, she comes back, kicks the door open real quick, and says, Miss Muffin, come here real quick. I got something for you. Miss Muffin, you approach. You come up, talk to her.
What you got?
She reaches out and she hands you a bracelet that has like spikes around the edges, and then she holds an identical bracelet and slips it on her, and she says, I have perfected a sending stone, and I'm going to give this to you, and slips it onto your wrist, and you feel like a connection to her almost. And you can use a sending stone once until the next dawn to talk to her at any time. So like you guys can communicate through your bracelet once a day until the next dawn to talk. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
She goes, use this if you ever need to get in hold of me for anything important. And then slips hers on and walks on back into the church. Anything else that you guys want to do in the town?
I want to go to the store.
To the store?
Yes.
I don't trust it.
The store?
What?
Why did she put this on me? I don't trust it.
It's a sending stone?
You're the chosen.
You're the best friend.
I mean, I guess you can take it off if you want.
Maybe
you don't trust
she likes
it.
Cats too. I don't know.
That's up to you.
She could have some info for us in the future.
Hey, Monique.
Maybe it's because you're the only female party member.
Yeah.
Well, That's up to you to decide what you want to do with that.
I'm going to keep it on. I'm just scared.
Okay. All right. So you're going to go check out Tiefling Dirtbag?
Yes.
Okay. As you open the door, you see a woman there, and there's a sign actually outside the door as you walk up, and it says, under new management. And as you walk in, you see a woman there, and it's kind of like set up the same in a way, but just a little bit nicer, a little bit cleaner. You walk in, she goes, "Oh, hi, welcome to Tiefling Dirtbag." She goes, "What can I get for you? What are you guys looking for today?"
"Well, I got these robes here I was seeing about trading in."
"Ooh, you got some robes. Let me see them." And you just going to hand them out to her?
Yeah, I'm going to lay them on the counter and let her check them out.
Okay. She like almost looks like a severe professional. She's like looking it over and like rubbing down the edges and like checking the edges and stuff. And then she like pulls out one of those like single eye like monocle things and is like searching it good. She goes, this thing's got a little bit of magic in it, doesn't it?"
"Yeah, a bit."
She goes, "How much are you want to sell it for?"
"Well, I was thinking I'd see what you had to trade. What were you willing to offer for it?"
"Oh, you're looking for a trade. Okay. Yeah, I like trading stuff. All right, now let me see what I can trade." So she does have potion of healing. She's got normal potion of healing, a greater potion of healing, like a couple of each, and then the same items that were there before.
New stuff.
Plus,
new management, new goods.
I want to see what she's got.
Look through here.
I want to see that inventory.
I still got four greater potions of healing right now.
We're all being spied on.
Paranoia set in.
Okay, so she kind of steps up to the counter and she says, "Oh yeah, I got some stuff I can trade." She says, "I have a potion of Shadow Walk, and I have a potion of Bloodlust, a potion of Eternal Rest." She says, "I've also got this thingy here called the Sword of the Wretched." So she kind of like looks through this, like starts looking under the counter and stuff. And she's like, "And then there's this one thing here. It's called the Skull of the Ancients." And puts it up there on the counter and says, "Is any of this catching your eye? Does any of this look good?"
"I want to take a little look at that sword."
"Look at the sword?" "Okay, so she goes, "Oh yeah, the Sword of the Wretched." She like holds it up and you can tell that this sword looks like it's going to do some extra damage. But, she said, but, remember
but.
That there is a cost at holding such great power. Because this thing just might slowly drain a little bit of your life force each time you use it. But boy, does it hit hard." And kind of steps back and lets you think about what you want to do there.
"When we say use it, do we mean swing it at someone or hold it in my hand?"
"Yes, I think it's more of like a take blood, you're going to give a little blood."
"Is it a, you know, equal part, 50-50? That don't sound good."
"How powerful is this
thing?" She says, I can't really tell you exactly because I haven't ever used it. This is just what I know of the thing. The stories I've heard.
It's a soul stealer.
Because it is very expensive. Very, very expensive."
Well.
There's plenty of other items if you want to think of or some other stuff.
"And these are all trade offers, huh?"
"Yes, these are trade offers." She goes, "Like this here, Sword of the Wretched," she goes, "this is about 800 gold pieces." She goes, "So that's about, honestly, a little more than what I'd want to give for this robe, but the thing just, you know, it's got such a cost that it's okay."
"Huh. Robes must have been pretty nice."
She goes, "Well, we don't have a lot of mages, but, you know, if we did, they're going to want this."
"Yeah, I'll go ahead and take the sword, why not?"
"All right. I'll take it off your hands." "All right." And she kind of, like, pulls a robe off of it, and you can hear, like, as she's, like, putting it on, she's like, "God, yes, thank God." And so, like, you're just going to pick the sword up and kind of inspect it and look it over and stuff?
Yeah.
All right.
I really
don't
know what it swings for.
This is a great sword, and it's going to do whatever damage you're dealing, it's going to do double that.
Ooh.
Like, so you're going to do double damage, whatever it says. But it is going to, I think, we'll do probably like a roll with some kind of dice to see the health that it's going to take, probably like a D6 or something. Just roll a D6 and see what kind of essence of life it's going to take as you hit with it. So,
why not?
Damn, that's kind of, I don't know.
But you will do a lot of damage.
I'm a barbarian.
Yeah, it's shooting for you. You're risking it.
I got the most health out.
So, as you pick up the sword, you like grab it and it's like overwhelming like darkness like flows through you. Like you feel like your whole body is just black. And you hear like really, really, really loudly inside of your head, just like rapid whispers, like speaking quickly and rapidly inside of your head. You can't make any idea of what they're trying to say, but you hear lots of voices inside of your head as you hold this item.
Very nice.
Dude, Crystal.
Very nice.
Wild man. All right, is there anything else anybody else wants to do in this place? Anybody, items that anybody else wants to look over?
What other items you said there were?
She's got the Skull of Ancients. She goes, this little thing will grant you a little bit of wisdom. It's pretty helpful. And then she's got a Disorder of the Wretched, went to your friend Duke. Potion of Shadow Walk, which I think kind of gives you the temporary ability to teleport. And a Potion of Bloodlust, which can give you an advantage on strength checks, but with the risk of going frenzy. Losing your mind a little bit.
What's that Skull of Wisdom?
Skull of Wisdom? Or a Skull of the Ancients. Okay, that Skull will be 900 gold pieces.
Let me check my wallet.
Pull out a plastic old wallet just full of gold coins. Pulls out like a billfold. It's just like...
Let me check me satchel. Huh.
So is that just a standard greatsword on that one, or a greatsword plus
one? I'll do plus one.
Okay. You're going to have to haggle on that price there, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So is that, okay, roll a persuasion check.
He said double what it was? That's 4d6. If it's double the standard, standard's 2d6.
So it is. But it's a cost of losing your own life, so.
10.
10? She goes, honestly, no, I can't. I can't do that. She goes, the last guy, I mean, between you and me, he was trading literal items and stuff from here for drugs. He was trading it for drugs. She goes, I need to make money to keep this place going, or else we won't be a tiefling dirtbag no more in the town of Darkhaven. So she will remain stiff at her price.
Okay. I'll tell you what. You lower your price by 200 gold coins, and I will throw in some poison lipstick.
Some poison lipstick? He goes, wait a second. And she like reaches under her desk and like pulls out a paper, and she's like looking through this paper. And she's like, she goes, we're actually missing a poison lipstick. She goes, from this place. She goes, how did you get that?
I found it when I was beating the shit out of the Lightbringer.
Okay, roll deception.
Oh, no.
Give her the lick of the cube.
Help our friend.
off the, yeah. Go ahead,
do it again. 12, or wait, 19.
19? All right. She goes, oh, the Wizard of Light. How did the Wizard of Light get stuff from my store? Maybe the guy owning this place running before was maybe a traitor. Maybe he was working with the Wizard of Light. Because I'm sorry, you know, since you took care of him, you can keep it. It's all good. You got that. But she goes, I don't want to take that back just because, you know, it's, I don't want to have that reputation with my store. So she holds firm on her price, but also doesn't turn you in for robbing the place and trading drugs. So, all right.
What's it going to take for you to lower your price?
All right. She says nothing. It's staying firm. She goes, I have to make my money.
You're an asshole.
Because we people run a good business off of being assholes sometimes. It happens.
What are you trying to buy?
The Skull of Ancients.
How much is it?
800.
And you
have 900.
900 gold pieces.
Damn. How much you got?
I'll tell you what. Since you try... Why don't you lower the price, since I know you tried to screw over my friend just a minute ago with that sword. Why don't you tell me what that sword really, 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 really is?
She's like, you know what? I'll get you on a little information. Because I'm not going to lower my price, but because that sword, I think there's something inside of it. And when I touched it, I heard voices and I wanted it gone. So he wanted it, he bought it, and there's no refunds.
No refunds.
So.
What if I said the voices told me to kill her if she didn't give him the skull?
Well, then she might be scared. That turned you in or something. We'll see. Depends.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you
turn me in.
800 for the Skull of Ancients, but that is as much as I'm willing to spend on it. And you know it's just going to be sitting in your shop for months on end, and you can have food and stuff.
Goes, all right, all right, all right, all right. 800 gold pieces, I'll take it. All right. Yeah. And you can have the Skull of Ancients.
Haggling.
Deal.
Haggling a hackler.
Does she have any healing potions?
Yes, she has two regular healing potions and two greater healing potions.
How much for the greater?
Give me 1 second so I make sure I'm right. I believe it's 150.
Up the price, eh?
It would be 100 for the potion of healing greater and 50 for a regular.
Shit, dog. $75. I forgot I had all this stuff.
Because you guys, I think I'm going to hold firm. I think I'm going to hold firm on my price. You guys are just trying to get me out of everything today.
What will you give me for a gold bracelet?
One customer at a time, ma'am.
Viv!
All right, fine. I'll pay you $100 for it.
100 for a potion of greater healing. She like slides it towards you, and she goes, pleasure doing business with you for 100 gold pieces. And then grabs the gold and like slides it into her cash register there.
I was going to ask her what she'll give me for a gold bracelet.
What will I give you for a gold bracelet?
Yeah. Tell me.
100 gold pieces.
$100 million.
Knew it.
I will give you 25 gold pieces for a gold bracelet.
50.
No. She says 25 fucking gold pieces is what I'll give you for a fucking gold bracelet.
Well, then I'm going to keep my gold bracelet, bitch.
She goes, okay. Have a good day.
What kind of pawn shop is this?
It's not a pawn shop.
What kind of pawn? She said, "What kind of gold? This is not a pawn shop. This is a legitimate store." As you start to leave this establishment, and she is no longer going to fucking sell anything.
She doesn't even have a manager.
It's a 20 fucking pawns.
All right, so you guys walk out of Tiefling Dirtbag feeling pleased and, I guess, not pleased. I don't know.
Yeah, not me.
And you guys, what do you want to do now? Are you guys going to go rest up and take your rest and sleep for the night?
What's going on around the town? I want to know, like, what else is in this town? We've just been to where the cellar is and in the store, correct? Like, what else is going on?
Well, there is the tavern still that you have went to one night, and then there's where you've been sleeping, but there's also, like, you know, people walking around, there's people chanting, there's all kinds of stuff happening. I mean, it's not a big town. It's a very small town with about 7 or 8 buildings, a church building, and the 2 stores.
So, okay. So like a little western town.
Yeah. It's a little small place. They have the tavern, Tiefling Dirtbag, and then Temple Church.
Okay.
People are walking around just kind of doing the Wish This Never Ends chant as they look up into the darkness, and because it is getting late at night, so... from your big battle with the wizard and everything that's happened. So, what else is there special that you guys would like to do?
I think I'm just standing alone on the street with a cigarette.
Standing alone on the street with a cigarette. All right.
About around where the first time we met.
All right.
And do a long rest.
Do a long rest. All right. We'll count a flea stick smoking a cigarette as he falls asleep leaning against the building, feeling comfortable at home, sleeping outside by a building.
Asleep with the cigarette.
Yes. In the mouth. And you guys rest up for the night.
Ash is still hanging.
So...
yeah, that's lyrics from their song.
Really? the night goes by pretty peacefully for everybody. Everyone feels pretty accomplished, but also having, you know, the thoughts of finally getting a little bit of information on where to go and what's next and planar wizards and needing to find out where a planar wizard is or who they are and what they do. And you've got a few things on your list that you could be doing, and you guys kind of all drift off to sleep. And the night goes by, and the morning comes. And as it's really, really, real dark in the morning, like early in the morning, you hear absolute screaming from outside. So you guys kind of, well, actually, Flea Stick, who is outside, I guess, already sleeping against a building, is woken up at the sight of one of the halflings that was outside kind of chanting in the early morning. Just gets absolutely eviscerated by a spear that comes through and like sticks into the ground. And as you look around the corner, you see like four goblins and some orcs, and then this other kind of like weirder, bigger goblin like walking up, and he's got like chains wrapped to his arms, the little goblin does, and they're all like, you hear the goblin that's wrapped in chains, and he says, let me go, and I'm gonna fuck them all up, and then we're gonna roll initiative. So as this town gets invaded by goblins and orcs, I got a lot to roll here for these, so you guys, I'm gonna do auto roll. There we go.
20. Easy time. Did you roll a 20 also?
Yes.
Roll off. Eight.
Six. So you won the roll.
Yeah, that's right.
Eight.
Okay, so yeah.
12.
You rolled an 8?
Yeah.
Roll off again.
No.
You already got.
We rolled 20. Off because yeah. We both got 20.
So. But yeah. Now we both got 8.
No, you rolled a 20.
That was just
already.
To see which of us two went first. I go right after you. Then.
So my 8 before his 8?
Yep.
You're 20 before
you're
20. My 20.
You're first.
Essentially.
You
were first. It was determined, second, who's, it would determine who out of the 20s would be in front of each other. He's
I
way behind the 20s.
Okay, so Miss Muffin, you got a 20, right?
Yup.
All right, Duke Crystal, you're at a 20?
Her math ain't math.
You got a 20, right, Duke?
Yeah, I'll be right behind her.
Okay, and Archie?
12.
12?
Unless someone else gets
Flea Stick, you were...
I'll 8.
8? Okay.
I keep forgetting I can add the +3 to that, so technically 15.
Let's do the... Your initiative was?
Yeah, 15? +3 would be 15.
Okay, yeah, I got it. I'll change it.
Wait, what is my initiative?
15.
Oh, 9.
You noobs.
9.
Alright, 9.
What is yours, Killer? Hers is +1.
It
like
should
mine.
Be high, because she's got major dex.
Well,
it's
first
top,
anyways.
Very top.
+3. So you got 23, so
damn.
Really you would have went first names.
Yeah,
that's
mine's plus
thing,
one.
Yeah.
20, then we'd have to roll
up. All right. Up first is Miss Muffin. You are laying inside your the tavern, sleeping. So you need to run outside and see what's going on.
Hey.
It will take you about... You got about 30 feet. It's about 5-10 feet to get out of the building. And then... as you head out of the building to your west, is you can see Flea Stick kind of standing there and poor as there's a man speared to the ground, a halfling. So it'll take you about 30 feet to get over there to Flea Stick. That's what you'd like to do to move out there.
Yeah.
If there's anything special else you'd like to do.
I'm going to freak out when I hear what's happening and flop out of bed and grab Hazel and run outside, see what's happening over there and run over to Flea Stick and be like, dude, what the fuck?
Dude, what the fuck? All right, so... yeah. Now, you, as you get up next to Flea Stick, on the other side of the building, you see the goblins and the orcs, and then the goblin and the chains and stuff, and anything you'd like to do while you're standing there. I don't think you could actually...
Hey, yo, dude, fuck
if you.
You
got ranged attacks or anything, yeah, like yell at them, oh, hey, yo, dude. They're
attack
about,
who? We don't even
they're
know
about
happening.
70 feet from you. You see goblins and orcs attacking. They just speared a man to the ground.
I'm about to...
Primitive spear.
They're about,
six,
they're about 70 feet from where you are, so... Unless you've got some kind of really good ranged weapon, there's nothing you can really do yet.
Yeah, I'm stuck.
Correctamundo. Let's do that. Okay, so then I think next up was Duke, right?
Yeah.
Duke Crystal.
So where am I at?
You are in the same place as about Kelly was, or Miss Muffin was.
Okay.
Inside the building, about 10 feet to run out, and then about 20, 30, it's about 30 feet overall to get to where they are.
Are they just walking up the street or something?
Yeah. So if you were to cut out the building, go west,
mm-hmm.
and then... down to your south is another street that goes down, and then to the west is a street that goes over to where the goblins and the orcs are coming through the town. There's a building there in the middle.
Are they all in that intersection?
Yes,
there?
They're all kind of cutting through right there at that beginning street edge.
How many are there?
There's four goblins, about five goblins and an orc.
Four?
I'm trying to line
five
them
goblins
up.
And one.
I'm trying
orc.
To line them up long ways.
Oh, yeah, for a little bit of a bolt of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bolt
are
something.
Some, are they all parallel?
So I'll say they're in almost kind of like... there's like the chained one up ahead of them all.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's two back at both like corners of him holding him with chains.
Be a good conductor.
And then there's about two behind him and then an orc in the back of them kind of like leading, you know, like telling them
sweet.
All what to do.
I'll pop out straight at the chain guy.
What's the range on?
100 foot. And
really?
It gets 5 foot wide. It's like a Kamehameha that's
yeah.
100 foot long.
Okay.
Kamehameha!
Alright, well, I did give you that, so
it's like
you
Iron Man
get to use it,
blast.
So,
chest
blast. Alright, what's this, the deck, the save or whatever? Was there save?
It's just a deck save.
So I gotta do that for all of them, correct?
Yeah, anyone caught in it.
The line. Actually,
they're all within 5 feet of each other,
so it'll bounce no matter what, right?
Oh, those two guys holding the chain are hit.
Oh yeah, they're hit because they're holding metal. So
I don't think. I don't know if it stops.
Do you have to roll to hit, or is it only a save?
No. If they're caught in the path of that straight line, they're hit. They have to save.
A bunch of dex saves.
Yes, for every one of them. Because if they're all within a 5 foot wide path
of each hit one,
of each other, of the middle guy, if they're 2.5 foot to the left or right of the chain dude,
yeah,
then they're probably getting hit.
All right, let's roll some dice here. What do I need to say? What do I need to beat?
It didn't say specific on like what number the dex save was, so I figured maybe you would just choose or beat my dex. I don't know.
Yeah, let's just do that. Beat dex. Yeah. Is that fine? All right, so what's your dex?
12.
12, okay. That's a 19. That's a 20. That's a 12. And that's a 9. Yeah, so 2 failed, 1 critical success. Oh, wait, no, that's just the goblins. I need to do... So 2 of the goblins failed.
Okay.
2 of them succeeded. And then the orc...
I'm going to wait till you get them all figured before I roll.
Orc failed, and goblin and chains succeeded. So I'll say the 2 that were holding him got zapped and failed.
I almost feel like the guy in the chains, orc failed. Anyone touching the chains should probably be at a disadvantage because it's chains.
Yeah, correct. I'll roll again for him. 15, same number.
All right, he's good.
All right. So, yes.
He somehow miraculously survived.
So, the
2
holding the chains
survived.
Failed, and the orc in the back failed. So.
All right, want me to roll damage?
Yes.
8d6.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So, half of that for the guys that saved, yes. The full amount for...
I guess they... Oh, well, good job on this combat.
Yeah.
So, that's 3...
Hell yeah.
5, 6, 8, 2, so that's 10, 11, maybe not, 14, the 5th roll, 21...
Dang.
24.
That's for
7th roll. 27. And then it looks like 32 damage at full didn't save. And half of that for the ones that did.
So 32 for the ones that didn't save?
Yes.
Dead.
It looks like 16 for the ones that did save.
Yeah.
Literally.
And I'm about to smoke them.
That's insane.
Alright.
Isn't it crazy how we rolled perfectly?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
You gave me the ability.
I know I did. Hey, don't. What was the half damage?
That's like the best way to
16
use
16 as a half, 32 as a whole.
Good God.
You gave him that ability and then put two barely
conductive. If that didn't work, I was going to hit the chained one with the dark sword.
I didn't know he was going to for sure find the ring.
Well, that didn't work, so.
Wow.
Okay, so.
Dead.
Yeah. The gods gave me this power.
But luckily, one survived.
Not for long.
The orc or the goblin?
Is he like sizzling right now?
So, Duke, you fucking blast every one of them fried to a crisp into the ground. And then you see the goblin that was in chains in the front. He like falls to his knee and he like stands up and he's like, "You son of a bitch." And you see him pull out this potion and he drinks it.
Oh,
and he like starts to like, his skin like rips and he starts growing huge and like monstrous.
Oh, no.
And as you guys realize that this thing is growing to be big and monstrous, his teeth grow, he's got like spikes on his arms, and he becomes Goblinzilla. And roars and gains back all of his hit points, plus a little extra. For his transformation.
Oh, man. Goblinzilla! I'm gonna dagger him. I'm gonna dagger him.
Dagger.
He's mad. He's real mad.
Don't worry. He's mad.
He's mad. I cooked him.
I have a crowbar.
I gave him my Godzilla breath.
Like a crowbar. Did you see, I have oil of slipperiness.
Alright. So that was his turn, actually. So all of his friends are fucking dead.
His turn was waking up.
Yeah. His turn was, finally getting to where he needed to be after almost dying. Archie, it is your turn. After you just, I guess you're still in the building, but we'll
they
say
underestimated my power.
If you want to run out there, if you want to cut around, that's all up to you. I guess I need to delete.
My flea of
which way
is going to
put me within 30 feet of this bastard?
What's up?
Be
which
careful.
Way to run to get within 30 feet of him?
So you can go out of the building and then to your west as you step like about 5 feet around the building. Down south, there's a road and then it cuts west across to like right where he is. Or you can go around to where they all are going straight down. Ouch.
I'm going to go right to where he is.
So you're gonna go like where the rest of them are, or are you gonna cut around the building?
Yeah, you ain't with us yet.
I don't think we can actually reach him in hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, you guys can't reach him yet, but it's just a matter of if you want to run to him or what you want to do.
Yeah, I want to go to him, so...
Okay.
Whatever way that is.
But if you've got a ranged attack, like a javelin or...
Yeah, you got any range.
The furthest thing I can hit him with is either this fist of a broken arrow or water whip, and they're both 30 feet range.
30 feet?
That's
good. I don't think that'll reach.
Pull them towards
him? He's about 60 feet from where you guys were.
Damn!
Good thing I used the lightning bolt. 700 foot range.
Yes, so that's about it, unless you got anything else that could help you out there. Okay, Flea Stick, you.
All right, I'm going in with a guiding bolt. I'm about to smoke this motherfucker.
What's the range on guiding bolt?
120 feet.
Okay. Oh, yeah. What do I got to do?
Nothing. I got to roll, and then on hit, target takes 46 radiant damage.
Okay. Okay, yep. Go ahead. Roll it.
8 plus. I don't know if there's a plus.
It'll be at the very top of your spells. Here, plus 5.
Yeah, plus 1. So 13. That hit.
That will not hit.
Fuck.
Yep, he's a big boy. Alright. That it?
Bill slot. Can I still do anything?
If you have a bonus action.
I don't have any bonus action.
Okay. You all have gathered up together then. You ran around the corner and smited him with a guiding bolt. Miss Muffin, it's back to you. About 60 feet from him.
As my sneak attack dash, will that get me close enough to spill oil of slipperiness in front of him so he can't get to us?
You can...
My idea is, like, I'm going to run up to him, dump it out, and run back away.
So, you can run 30 feet normal. So if you used your cunning action for dash, you would be able to run 60 feet, but he is 60 feet from you, so you'd have to run... Like, you could run 30 feet, drop the oil, run 30 feet back if you'd like.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Okay, yeah, you can do that if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that just happens. What's the oil slipperiness do? I don't I don't know what that does.
Rendles a
motion. Sticky black.
I feel like it's overpowered.
It's thick and heavy in the container, but it flows quickly upon when poured. The oil can cover medium or smaller creatures. Along with equipment it's wearing. Oh, the creature's equipment. Applying the oil takes 10 minutes. Affected creature then gains the effect of freedom of movement.
So we'll just say if you pour that on the ground, it's gonna make movement speed half.
That's what I was looking for. It took 10 minutes to prepare. Well, that's to put it on the animal, on the person.
But if you're just going to pour it on the ground, then it would just be oil poured on the ground.
I'm going to say, I'm using it more so.
But wouldn't it just give the enemy that buff?
It would just be lower. No, because he wouldn't be applying it, like, technically.
Oh,
to
he
his,
wouldn't
yeah,
be doing the 10
minute
procedure.
He would just be, like,
procedure.
Walking through some oil, yeah.
But isn't it flammable?
No, I don't think
I doubt
so.
It.
I'm just curious.
All right, so yeah, you're going to pour your oil and run back to the group?
Wait, I found it. Alternatively, the oil can be poured on the ground as an action when it covers a 10-foot square, duplicating the effect of grease spell in the area for 8 hours.
Then yes,
it slows and catches on fire.
So yeah, it slows the movement speed and can be inflamed, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
All right, good job. All right, so that kind of fills the street right there in that area. Duke Crystal, it's your turn then. Now there's a giant puddle of oil, or grease, basically, on the ground.
And how far away is this creature and the said grease?
The creature is about 60 feet, and the grease is about 30 feet. This is my bad for not mentioning this, but there is a halfling, and he's kind of stuck on the other side of the oil. But there is survivors, yes, on the street, kind of like running back and forth and stuff as they're being.
Wait, okay, so
there's
a halfling.
Yeah, there is one halfling survivor.
I thought you meant one of the goblins.
No, not a survivor of them.
I was like, what?
All right, so I don't really have any good range stuff, so I guess I will try and.
Any weapons to throw?
Oh,
yoy!
Your spear? I mean, yeah. I can throw a warhammer.
Jesus, Mjolnir.
Well, I guess I'll try and slightly flank around that pool of slipperiness and run my full 30 foot if I can get around it.
It's like blocked in between. I mean, you could, but you'd have to go around the building and back down the
other way
of the street.
How wide is this street? 5 foot?
But couldn't he jump like across and over like at an angle?
About
probably.
Shit, dog! 15 I have foot two oil flaps.
Across there.
So it's throwing something in action for Barbarian.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
can I jump over it?
Yeah, you can try to jump over it. That's easy. Yeah. That's a bonus action, I believe. Jump is.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, go for it.
Want me to roll?
Yeah, strength athletics.
So that's 9 plus 5, 14.
Yeah, you can jump over that some bitch ass oil pile.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll move my full 30 foot, and then I'm gonna
throw hands with Goblinzilla.
Hands with Goblinzilla.
I have two.
I guess I'll just yeet this warhammer as hard as I can at him.
All right, yeet that shit, and it's just strength, isn't it?
Yeah, essentially. Oof, not a good roll. 11.
11 to hit.
Yeah, 11 to hit.
That will not.
No, it missed.
He's got very thick skin.
It hit ground.
And he's like, fuck! I'm tired from jumping! Oh, look. It's Goblinzilla's turn.
He can come at me for zapping him. I wanted.
Okay, so Goblinzilla kind of is like, you think I was little and now I'm big. And he picks up a dead goblin next to him that's like all fried and electrocuted and just swings it at you and tries to hit you upside the head with this dead goblin.
Savage.
That is a 15.
That hits.
Yeah, 17.
Yeah,
so
15.
That hits.
So yeah, the 17 definitely
hits. Okay, so he's going to do...
We're going to have a knockout drag out. That's fine.
He does 8 damage.
8.
Ooh,
okay.
Shit.
I feel that.
As he just picks up a dead goblin and just fucking uses him like a club and smacks him with you.
Yeet.
The goblin's body just kind of like rips apart as he hits you with it and you're covered in goblin guts.
Nice.
Duke just stands up and eats a bite.
Duke says, thanks, I'll have another. All right. Next up is not him because he's dead. Archie.
So I'm still 60 feet from him, right?
Yes, sir.
So I'd recommend run up 30 feet and then use my water whip to try to pull him into the oil.
Okay. All right. Try to yank him over to the oil. Good. Give Duke a little bit of a turnaround to smack him in the back of the head.
Yes.
All right. So what is that? Don't you have to like hit and I have to make a save to not be pulled or something?
No, I have to spend 2 key points and then you have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity saving
failed
throw.
Save, the creature takes 3d10 bludgeoning damage plus an extra 1d10 bludgeoning damage for each additional key point. But I'm just going to spend.
Okay.
Just the two.
So dex save?
Yes.
All right. That is a 16, 18.
Shit. That's likely.
Yeah, well, actually, why am I doing this? I need to kind of.
Wait, so I have to roll a dex save, right?
Yeah, dex save. Or wait, no, wait, what?
Do I have to roll?
No, I rolled dex save.
Rolled,
yeah,
he,
I
he
saved.
Got
I 18. Passed. Yeah, I passed.
You bet.
Oh,
so now you need to roll your damage, and is it half damage, or is it no damage if I save?
Hold up.
You saved, like, good save.
Yeah, it was a good save, but I might still take half damage.
Most saves are always half damage.
On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage.
Okay, so yeah, you'll roll your
and
three,
I don't get to pull it or knock it.
Yeah, so you can do your 3d10, I think it was. And
wait, which ones are the?
It would be like the diamond looking ones. So
pyramid ass to ass.
Yeah, it should
but
be
rib
like that
for your pleasure.
Right there.
But ribbed for my pleasure.
Yeah.
Ew.
0 is the 10.
Yeah. Alrighty. 3 of them will take half the damage. Oh, Goblinzilla will.
3.
Okay.
3.
3. 3.
3. No.
And an 8. So.
Nice. No, good.
Sorry.
14.
Half,
7. Okay, seven damage.
That's not too bad, I guess.
Dealt to him with a water whip as you slap him in the face with a water whip, and it's kind of disrespectful. It's like being hit with a wet napkin. I guess whacked.
Hit him with a flash water.
Alright. Please stick. Your turn.
Alright.
Oil's 30 feet. Goblinzilla and. Or Goblinzilla is. I guess Goblinzilla is about 40 feet now because he ran up to
he's approaching.
Smack
yes.
you with the thing as you jumped over the stuff and threw your thing at him. So yeah, he's about 40 feet now.
Alright, I'm gonna do. I need a dex save from you.
Dex save?
Mm-hmm.
A sacred flame?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Blah. blast.
Ooh, that's weak. 5, 6, 7.
I'm sure.
Fail
for him. Yeah, it's not failed. Sacred.
Get in with the radiant.
You want to light him on fire?
Radiant.
Well, the plan was to have him pull him into the oil, and I was going to set his ass on fire.
I was going
to
say, saved. I've got 2 flasks, so, like...
Yeah, if we can get it on the second round. 2 damage.
I think so.
2 radiant.
2 radiant damage? Not bad. You guys are kind of just pelting him as this big, big monster just keeps getting smacked with things. Miss Muffin, it is your turn.
Yeah, can I, like, double hand both my flasks at once and just be like...
You can choose to throw one as your action.
But not both at the same time?
No. You can throw one. Are you trying to hit him?
Yeah.
Like hit him with the flask?
I guess you could try and...
This one's different. This one's an oil flask.
Two on one hand, but it'd be a dex and strength both.
It says it's a clay flask.
And you could fumble on it.
And it has 1 pint of oil. And you can use an action to splash the oil flask onto the creature within 5 feet of you or throw it up to 20 feet, shattering it on impact.
See? Yeah. You could throw, like, a grenade.
Throw it up to 5 feet?
No.
30. Did I say 30? Or...
You can throw the oil onto the creature within 5 feet of you, or you can throw the flask itself 20 feet and shatter it onto the creature on impact.
Okay. And you're trying to just cover it in oil to make them burn or something?
If the target takes any fire damage before the oil dries after 1 minute, the target takes an additional 5 fire damage.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the plan.
10 turns. All right.
Then it would be a dex to throw it.
The oil burns for 2 rounds.
Okay. Ooh. Do it. That would be a dex to throw it at him.
So I need to make a dex roll?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. One sec. I got this. It's +3.
Well, she rolls dex.
Plus proficiency and dex.
Well, it's 8 plus 3.
Okay.
Okay, so I rolled an 8 plus 5 altogether.
8 plus 5, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I will not hit him.
Damn.
Damn, really?
But wait, you said you had to hit the impact and it would shatter onto him.
Yeah.
Yeah, shatter upon him.
Okay, then you would just hit the ground in front of him and it would shatter onto him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right. Then yeah, I guess you got oil on him.
Nice.
Onto his feet.
So it's going to burn from bottom up?
Yeah.
That works perfect.
Crispy, okay. Crispy.
Yeah, so if you hit the oil pile in front of him, yeah, he'll do extra fire damage. All right, that's our plan. Damage. All right, Duke, your turn. I guess you're actually covered in oil too.
Yeah.
If it shattered on the ground right next to him.
Yeah. Sorry, Duke.
Yeah, I don't know what we need to do here now.
He's going to clean him with his water.
I'm not concerned.
Well, yeah, because it's... No, it's not flammable. It does deal extra damage to the person that got splashed on. So if it hits him with fire damage, it'll do extra fire damage to him.
Yeah, you're just slippery.
But wait,
unless you catch the entire pool of oil that we're standing in on fire and light us
both on fire.
Well, he jumped over the oil. So he's on the other side of the oil.
I'm going to... Dark greatsword.
Yeah.
Okay, as you pull it out, you feel it like vibrating, like ready.
Good.
Okay.
Ooh.
And what are we doing with this?
I'm gonna try and take off his Goblinzilla head.
Okay, go for it. Roll to hit with this greatsword.
So 7 plus 7, 14. Probably not.
I will not hit.
Not so great.
What a fuss.
But it did. Wait.
Huh?
Does it take from you just from
no, he has to take blood.
I have to blood.
Is that how
blood.
It works? Blood for blood?
Alright, his turn. That's cool. So, I guess it's still just Duke up in his face, ain't it?
Damn, I should have reckless attacked. Mistakes. Oh well.
Alright, so he's going to do multi-attack.
No!
He pulls out the scimitar and starts to swing at you. Wow! That's going to hit 18 plus... Okay, the first one will hit, the second one will not. So that is another... 3 plus 2, 4 damage. Or 5 damage.
Okay. A bum-ass old man.
13 damage.
Yeah. 5 damage.
Huh?
5 damage.
Well, I'm talking about total since the smash.
Oh, yeah. That's his dookie boy. He's a big boy. He gets in there.
He dukes it out.
I told you it'd be a knockout.
Archie.
Out. I could feel it. He wanted vengeance upon me.
How far is he from you now?
Did you run up, or did you just hit from where you were?
No, I ran up 30 feet to...
Okay, then he would be about 10 feet in front of you over the gap of the oil.
Just Duke and him jump. All in front of me?
Yes, about 10 feet. So you'd have to jump over or walk through and have to be movement speed would cut in half.
Alrighty, well, I'm going to try to jump over it and so I can get over there to him.
I mean, you are able to walk through it and not be covered in oil. It's just a matter of it'll cut your movement speed in half.
It's
and
not
it's flammable
make me
when
slip and fall.
No. Oh, well, yes, actually, grease does make a dex save when you get on it.
Yeah, I was about to say, yes. Don't you have to dex save?
Yes, because it's like a web. Grease. Yeah, yeah.
You're welcome.
So you can jump or you can walk on.
I'm going to jump over it.
Okay. That's a strength athletics check.
Yeah, which is good because it's
acrobatics.
You aren't strength. Yeah. You're a dexterity monk.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Emily? What am I thinking of? No, I have plus 5 acrobatics.
He is proficient in athletics.
Jumping?
Yeah.
That ain't acrobatics.
Oh, I have a plus 2 for
athletics. I guess acrobatics climb.
He's proficient in athletics.
I'm a plus 2.
Okay, yeah. Because I think athletics is just jumping. I don't think acrobatics does.
Let's try it.
Score.
Hot dice.
15 plus 2, 17.
Yay.
Yeah, you jump clear over it.
All
right,
and now I'm
standing right next to the big Goblinzilla as he's like, it's like breathing heavy and just throwing hands
I'm
with
a goblin.
Crystal.
Now I'm going to whack the fuck out of him.
Kick him towards the oil.
Whack him off.
Towards the oil.
Whack him off.
He's nice and loose.
No!
Oh, God. Well, it's a good
thing it missed.
Yeah, go ahead.
Off the table.
Oh, my God, it was worse. I know.
What is it?
It's a 3.
3? All right, that won't hit. All right, keep creating time. My initiative here. Flea stick.
All right, I'm coming in and doing Sacred Flame.
Okay, wait.
Go for it.
Oh, are they going to...
You got to go for it.
Are you going to... What? Go ahead, Kelly. You can yell out something in combat.
Wait, how
is it
going to
hurt Duke Crystal and Archie?
How close are you, Duke?
Sacred Flame won't hurt anybody.
Can we light that bitch up?
So even if you're about to set on fire, I'm going to try to use Danger Sense to get out of the way with the deck saves. So.
Okay, that works.
Awesome.
Well, you're just doing... It's...
So what you got?
Light that bitch up.
Well, this won't light anything on fire.
Oh.
It won't?
No. Sacred Flame is radiant light. Not actual fire.
No, they shouldn't
call
it flame.
It's like a holy flame of light.
He failed.
He failed?
Yes. So, right. Yeah.
We still fucked him up, though.
5 damage.
Nice.
Yeah.
5 damage. Shrugs it off.
No.
How dare you shrug off my damage.
He won't shrug off my slice and dice and...
Miss Muffin.
I'm gonna freaking jump over the oil that I poured down. And slice his ankles.
Strength athletics, dog.
I have a plus 1 dagger and a sneak dash.
Strength athletics, dog.
Okay, 1 second.
I have a short sword. That's not
that much. I like how everyone jumped over the...
Yeah, that oil.
My athletics is a minus 1.
Okay. I apologize. I'm sorry.
And I lost my dice.
What?
Don't worry, I found it.
Wow.
I figured I was going to be the guy that jumped over and was like...
Everybody
3.
While they...
3? To jump over it?
No, everybody's
you
just
did not jump over it. She tried to jump over it and you just like kind of like don't go very far because you're not great at jumping and you're not very strong and you just kind of land right in the middle of the oil. So you need to make a dex save to not fall down.
But you're a cat woman. So jump like a cat.
9 plus 3. 12.
Give me 1 second.
That's right on the fence.
Dun dun dun.
I like to try to do awesome things.
What'd you get?
12.
You fall prone.
It was on the fence.
Fuck. And now you're covered in oil.
Fuck. Okay, so, Duke Crystal, your turn, big man.
I'm gonna run him through with the sword again. Try.
Can Duke Crystal's sword light the oil?
No, it's on fire. Well, one was.
He has. Oh, he sold it. Oh, shit.
I'm going to run off.
No, he was just using the sword now instead of the fire mace. Emerald Fury.
Emerald Fury, that's what I'm thinking of.
He's ending up with, like...
That is a 16.
To hit?
Yeah.
Will not hit. Very shy.
Oh, no.
Very shy.
I'm scared.
You got anything else? Is that your...
I need
to... Damn, I didn't reckless attack
again. Get out of the oil.
Keep forgetting.
Are you going to rage or anything, or are you just going on?
I'll go ahead and rage.
Use your cane and pull me out of the oil.
Isn't it frenzy?
Frenzy.
I don't know how it works.
Normal.
Is frenzy like the type of
frenzy
rage you
is
have?
What gives me a bonus attack, a bonus action attack.
So do you have rage and frenzy, or is it all just frenzy?
I have to be rage to use frenzy.
Oh, okay. All right.
It just gives me an extra bonus action attack during rage,
okay.
And gives me 1 level exhaustion if I do it.
All right.
My normal rage just gives me +2 damage with strength weapons and physical damage resistance.
Okay.
For 10 turns.
All right. Well, good choice. You have physical damage resistance because he reaches over to this halfling that was like cowering down and uses it as a weapon against you. That's a 5.
Why didn't he get out of there?
As he can. He's stuck. That's an 8. So He lifts the dude. Yeah, he tries to reach over and grab this thing, and it's like a little halfling. He uses his little nimbleness and kind of slips through his hands, and he's just like, "Oh, you little motherfucker, I wanted to use you to kill this man." And then takes off running down this like alleyway as he slips away.
I thought you were going to say he picks the dude up and just like, whiff. He whiffs and throws him. Misses completely.
All right, Archie, your turn.
Alrighty. I'm going to two-hand swing this cane at him. Again. Crack
it. Break his knee.
I'm going to try. We'll see what happens.
His shoulder knee.
Yeah, no.
What is it?
Nine.
Nine? Nah.
Damn.
Oh, no.
Daniel!
Alright, please stick.
Bad dice.
Scooch Bill. I'm going to have to grapple.
Flea stick, you can do it.
It's your turn.
Flea stick. What's this dude doing right now?
Just tried to use a halfling to kill Duke and failed. And Duke and Archie are on this guy swinging.
Alright, I'm just going to use Guiding Bolt. I'm going to try and end this dude.
Okay. Swinging, but I don't know about
hitting. That's a bitch. 14 plus 5, so 19.
That will hit. Yay. Definitely.
Alright, so... 4...
How much? What is the...
4d6.
4d6.
That's 4. Plus 4. Plus 6. Plus 1. 15. So, yeah, 15 damage.
15 damage.
Good damn. Hit. With what? The flea?
Guiding bolt. So that will also leave advantage for the next person to hit him, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
So you get advantage on your next roll.
Yeah, so Miss Muffin, there's advantage on whoever... Well, whoever hits him next is
going to
have advantage, so... Really, it's a matter of who you... Yeah. Are you going to run up and attack? Boy, yeah. You got to get up, so you got half your movement speed to move to him, but believe you're able
relatively
to.
Relatively close.
Yeah.
Plus, I have sneak.
Yes, you can. You can make it. Yeah, you can make it to him.
All right, what do I do? Just roll for it?
Are you going to... What are you going to do? Attack? Sneak attack?
Yeah, I'm going to, like, get out of the oil, still slice his ankles.
Okay, so, yeah, roll to hit and do sneak attack because you actually have advantage from the Guiding Bolt. So roll to hit.
Is my darkness a bonus action or is it just an action?
Bonus.
Okay.
17 plus 6
to that hit. Will hit, yes. Very good hit, yes.
Yes, it definitely hit.
Yeah.
So then roll.
Roll your damage for it and then also roll your sneak attack damage.
Okay, so my damage is 1d4 plus 4.
Okay.
So I got 2 plus 4 on that one.
Okay.
And then my sneak attack is 2d6.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. Now roll. Yep. You have to roll again to hit with sneak attack.
3.
Right? Or no, that's 5. What Shreddy did.
So I got 8 with that one.
Okay, so 8 with that one?
Mm-hmm.
6 and 8.
Nice. Good hit, 14. Good hit. He's looking like he's bleeding a lot, and he's feeling it. So
he should be.
Yeah.
You stick him a bunch out of the shadows.
It's like...
Yeah, it's like... Duke Crystal.
I'll finish him.
Finish him.
Reckless attack.
Okay.
I get advantage.
That's advantage.
We got... 18 plus 7.
Okay.
That's probably doing it.
Yep. That will do it.
And then 4d6 plus 6. So 5. 5, so there's 10, 12, and 17 plus 6, so...
Damage?
23 yeah. Damage.
Smoked it! Right,
so this
dead?
Sword, you fucking come down with it hard, and like you're swinging this sword hard, but like you feel like this sword has more power behind it than it's supposed to, as you come in and you literally go like through him, like down halfway through into
hot
his big,
knife
thick
through
body.
Butter.
Yes, hot knife through butter into him. And then you just kind of pull it back out, and like blood sprays all over the place as he falls over and roars in pain and falls to the ground. And as you all lay there, just kind of, you know, tired, sweating, bleeding, blood everywhere on everyone, there's dead goblin guts all over Duke Crystal. And you can't help but look at your sword. And then you start to feel the life force start to sap away a bit. And you lose 2 hit points. As you feel a little bit of blood just kind of boil away in your body and seep into this sword's essence. And as it whispers, kind of like keeps screaming in your ear, and then you hear a dark voice that says, "Good job." This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes as the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.